plan of what to do next. We'll go from item Tzadik Bet. Okay? So that we'll have...
אנחנו קוראים בתס חלק קרח וב, חלק תת זין. אנחנו בדף א' תף תף קוף מם, עמוד 1940.
So we're reading from part 16, item 92. The words of the Ari. So it's not important how much we understand and don't understand. The main thing is that we're together and that through our connection we want to receive the reforming light, each and every one of us. Right? Each and every one of us. Those that are together with us and those that are outside of us. I saw Owen there and other guys.
So,
page 1940, item 92.
We studied how the Olamot were in the creation of the Olamot, and then how they rose toward the sixth day, that on the sixth day, on the fifth hour of the sixth day, Adam Rishon was created, and then the worlds further ascended, and only a small part of the world of Briah, the six lower parts of Olam Briah, remained below the Parsa. And this was not felt, and therefore he broke, and this is something that we'll learn later on. But this would happen. This is the how the worlds were before the Chet, the sin.
Item 92. Now we shall explain how the world descended and fell from the place of their sanctity by the sin of Adam. Because Asiya and Yetzirah and Briah descended below to the place of the 30 Sefirot, which were at first a vacant space in the meaning of Shabbat zone. Again. Now we shall explain how the Olamot descended and fell from their place of sanctity by the sin of Adam, because Asiya and Yetzirah and Briah descended below to the place of those 30 Sefirot, which were first a vacant space, empty vacant space, in the Shabbat zone. 93. It follows that all 10 Sefirot of Asiya and the bottom 4 of Yetzirah, which are called the Raglaim of Yetzirah, they were immersed in the place of the Klipot, whose place was then the measure of 14 Sefirot, as mentioned, in the meaning of Dizahav. 94. Now you can understand why throughout the entire Zohar and correction he calls the Olam Asiya the place of Klipot. And this is because of the above reason. It is true that Atziya itself is complete sanctity. Only it descended to the place of the Klipot because this is not its true proper place.
Tzadik Hei.
95. Indeed, the Bechina of Zachar, male, which is Olam Yetzirah, it did not fall all of it, but only its raglaim, as mentioned. And this is the meaning of, and he pulled his raglaim to the bed above the klipot.
Again, read it again.
Again, 95. Indeed, the Bechina of Zachar, male, which is Olam Yetzirah, it did not fall entirely, but only its raglaim, as mentioned. And this is the meaning, and he pulled his raglaim to the mita, which was concealed above the klipot. 96. It is also the meaning of the prohibition of going outside the zone of his raglaim, not even by a load, but Adam himself through his raglaim.
Meaning without loading himself with anything. If I want to go out, I can't do it beneath Chazed Yetzirah.
It is so that he won't pull out his raglaim, which are the bottom four of Yetzirah, the world of the Zachar, Mel, the place of the Klipot, which stand outside the Shabbat zone. And 14 Sefirot is their place, and the rest of the upper place is called Shabbat zone. And thoroughly understand.
We learned that Gdusha is called the world of Atzilut. The world of Atzilut is called Ir. The Palsa that stands beneath the world of Atzilut is called Choma, wall. Behind the Choma, the wall, namely beneath the Palsa, under the world of Atzilut, there are the 70 Amma, which is around the Ir. Ir means city, which is an area that's called Iburo Shel Ir. Why is it called Iburo Shel Ir? It's like a woman who's pregnant that has that the embryo is kind of sticking out. So it's like it's at his expense, the very same way the city sticks out for another 70 Amma outside of the wall. So the Ir and the Iburo Shel Ir ends at the Chazé of the world of Bria. From the Chazé of Bria and until the Chazé of Yetzirah, we have another 10 Sefirot that are called the 2000 Amma, which are the area of Shabbat. It's the area into which you can go out on Shabbat. By the way, there are many such areas, tchumim. So we're talking about the tchum, the area of Shabbat. And beyond the area of Shabbat, tchum Shabbat, it's forbidden to go, because there you already have klipot beneath the Chazé of Yetzirah.
97. Therefore, our intention on Shabbat day is to raise the Olamot to their true place as in the beginning, and not to descend them below, outside the Shabbat zone. And this is the meaning of, have bathed my feet, how shall I make them dirty? And therefore, you shouldn't go outside the Shabbat zone, because it goes out to the place of the Klipot, to the place where Asiyah stands, during the weekdays, now after the sin of Adam, as explained in Mishnah Takitea. It goes out in with his cub, with his crutches, and also in the corrections. Again. Therefore, our intention on the Shabbat day is to raise the worlds to their true place as in the beginning, and not to descend them below the Shabbat zone.
Meaning that the Malchut of Asiyah for it to stand where? At the Chazé of Yetzirah, right? Where the Mador of the Klipot begins, and not beneath that.
And this is the meaning of, I have bathed my feet, how shall I make them dirty? And therefore, it is forbidden to go outside the Shabbat zone, outside, because this is the place of the Klipot, the place where Asiyah stands during the weekdays after the sin of Adam. As explained in the Mishnah of the amputee, he goes out with his crutches and also in the corrections above.
So, is it clear until here? Ask schematically what we're asking about in the meantime. You don't want to ask. No, okay. You want to ask about this? Who's raising their hand? I'm asking about this or not? Only about this. Okay.
Can you explain what it means that the amputee goes out with his crutches?
No.
So another question. He's talking about raising the olamot on the Shabbat day. So what is the correlation between the olamot and the souls? How does it happen?
There is the ascension of the olamot without the neshamot. Therefore, it's called Shabbat.
And when do we have the work of the neshama here?
The work of the neshamot is... it happens on each and every weekday, not on Shabbat. Shabbat is a present. We work for 6 weekdays, and Shabbat is an ascent because you worked. If you didn't work on Shabbat Eve, what will you eat on Shabbat?
Dani.
A word of inspiration. As much as I try to understand this, and I cannot, but when we read this way, without explanation, it's like poetry.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like the Zohar, it's like Psalms.
Right, it really works. It really influences. It's worthwhile reading it, even without understanding anything. It has a true impact.
Nariyat. And all the descent of the olamot in that degree is during the weekdays. But on the eve of Shabbat, they begin to ascend. And so they ascend degree by degree until the mincha, noon of Shabbat, as explained in its place. Indeed, briefly, because from the end of the fifth hour of the sixth day, the olamot begin an ascent after an ascent, until it turns out that in the repetition of the prayer of Musaf of Shabbat, the olamot are in a state they were when Adam Rishon was created, which is the first Bechina out of these three Bechinot, where the bottom six of Asiya are in the place which are the first six of Yetzirah during the weekdays. And the last 14 Sefirot are the bottom four of Yetzirah, and 10 Sefirot of Asiya, they're vacant and empty.
Okay, this is already clear. We talked about this, and Tzadik Tet.
Vetedak 99. Know that the matter of the prayer of Mincha of good days, as explained, is that the Tefillah of Musaf, the additional prayer of Shabbat, and the Tefillah of Mincha, noon prayer of a good day, they are equal in the matter of the ascent of the Olamot. It turns out that what was is when Adam Rishon was created in what was half of the sixth day, now became the prayer of Musaf of Shabbat. Moreover, now during the prayer of Musaf, by the actions of the Lower One, through their prayer, then they used to ascend by themselves, the same ascent, without the actions of the lower ones, because Adam was not created yet. Moreover, then two Bechinot ascended, the internality and externality of the Olamot, completely. But now, in the prayer of Musaf of Shabbat, only the Bechina of the internality of the Olamot ascends, but the externality of the Olamot remains in its place. And they have no ascent at all, not even on Shabbat. Because if the externality would have ascended too, we would have seen in our eyes the ascent of the Olamot, how they rise from where they were during the weekdays. But the ascent of the internality of the Olamot is not apparent, even though it ascends. And remember that. And read in Shara Kavanot about the portion of the division of the prayer of Shacharit during the weekdays, because this is where it is explained.
I explained this a bit to you. We have the Olamot. And the Olamot are in a makom, place. Suppose Malchut of Ensof made a Zivug Da'aka, Rosh Toch Sof, Galgalta came out, afterwards, Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon, Olam HaNikudim, Olamot HaBiyah. The Olamot Abiya. This is the main thing. Where are they? They, all of them, are in the place of the Nekudot of Sag. You remember that? Itai? What are you looking at there? Listen. Okay. So, the four Olamot of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, and Asiya are in the Nekudot of Sag. Inside the Nekudot of Sag. Meaning that their place is the Nekudot of Sag. Before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, these Olamot ascended and descended together with the Makom, with the place. After the Chet, the place remained in its place, and the worlds, the Olamot, move inside the Makom, the place, up and down, meaning they're no longer adhered to the Makom, as it was before, as they were before. So he says that, were we to see, then it's like this, and if we don't, it's not really related to us, because we're not concerned with the Makom. It's just in order to explain, you know, something interesting a bit more. That there is the Makom of the Olamot, and there are the Olamot in and of themselves, and there's a special connection between them. It's like that there's the place of our universe and the stars and the planets and everything else that fills our universe. We don't feel the place of the universe. It's for us, it's space. Space. In space, you have different bodies. What is the character of that space? We don't know. It's a higher degree, higher than our perception. That's why also the neshamot, they're in the olamot. So we can feel the olamot because we're in them as a neshama. If a person discovers the neshama, he also discovers the olam in which the neshama exists. But the place in which the olam exists, the olam in which it exists, this is something that we can't discover for the time being. It belongs to a completely different dimension. At some point, we'll feel it and discover that too. Meaning we'll discover the place where everything is. It's interesting. Interesting. What is this space? And we'll discover that it's not space. Space as if that we fill it. No. It has qualities. It has also a goal of its own existence and its attitude toward us and we toward it. We don't see any of these things. It's above our kelim. Not our spiritual kelim, but above the spiritual kelim that we will acquire. Just from this, understand the degree they have reached. Ari, Bala Sulam, Rashbi, that they talk about it. Gershon, you're envious or what? You are. That's good.
What you just explained, this is what we say that his essence is?
No. I don't want to get into it.
What does it mean? Well, Olam is a set of qualities, a set of laws which operate, which accordingly the desire can exist.
I don't understand.
Let's say Olam HaAtzilut can receive Or Chochma. Olam Asiya cannot receive Or Chochma. Because according to the laws there.
But it also has an illumination of Chochma. It can't be without Or Chochma at all. Without the Or Chochma, there can be no desire.
I'm trying to understand what is Olam that moves if it itself does not change.
It does.
So how does it remain the same olam? It's a different olam now.
No, it's an olam that ascended or descended.
So what's the difference between olam to olam and to olam that ascended?
The ascend of the olamot, the descend of the olamot, it's according to the additional desire that it gets. Olamot are kelim. That to the extent to which these kelim ascend or descend, that they have more kelim and more corrected, or less kelim and that are less corrected, accordingly, these olamot influence the neshamot, and the neshamot awaken the olamot and cause the ascent of the olamot. We just read that by the tefillah of Mincha for Shabbat and this and that, it causes the ascent of the olamot.
What's the difference between olam that ascends and olam that develops into a different olam?
What olam becomes something else?
It doesn't turn to another olam, but in Atzilut there's olam.
Not from its born later on.
But what's the difference between the birth of an olam to an ascent of an olam?
That's something completely different. Every degree that's born and is comprised afterwards comes another desire from Malchut of Ein Sof, and it's realized too, and after it is something new is born. This is how the Olamot are born. 5 degrees of Malchut of Ein Sof give birth to 5 Olamot.
Birth, it's a development, and ascent is a correction.
Yeah, you can say that in general. No. According to what we're reading about, you can ask 1,000 different questions. We're not learning enough in order to be able to ask about it. So let's continue a bit. Soon we'll move on to something else. Patience.
Item 100. And what was made when Adam was created after the half of the 6th day, when entering Gan Eden,
it's the hay of the 6th day when Adam was born, and it's called Gan Eden, meaning that he rose to the world of Atzilut, which is called Gan Eden.
Na was made through the actions of the lower ones in the repetition of the Mincha prayer of Shabbat.
Also ascends and goes in there.
Which is the purpose of the ascent. The low ones no longer have the strength to raise the olamot more than this ascent. And this is because Zeranpin rises up to Dikna of Arich Anpin, as explained, and as follows, until the bottom 6 of Asiya are in the place of the first 6 of Bria, of the current Bria.
Meaning all the olamot end at the Chazeh of Bria. And he says, and this is how it is, meaning that if one ascends, all ascend.
101. And we don't have the strength anymore to raise the bottom 6 of Asiya, of Olam Atzilut, in any time at all. And in the rest of the mitzvot, in the 7th mitzvah, it will explain the reason for the descent of the olamot, which was to scrutinize the sortings of the melachim which descended there.
Yeah.
102. In that case, now you can see how the sin of Adam caused such a deep descent of the Olamot, because now we cannot ascend the Olamot, not even during the Mincha of Shabbat. But as they were then in the additions of Shabbat in twilight, and especially in all the mentioned divisions, which was done by itself, and also the externality of the Olamot ascended.
Meaning the place of the Olamot itself rose before the Chet.
However, now,
after the Chet,
as mentioned, this is one big corruption which was causing all 4 Olamot Abia. 103. And there's a second corruption in and of itself, because at first his merit was great, because even when he was created, his merit was greater than the merit of the current Matat, because Matat is only in Yetzirah. And Adam HaRishon was then, his Rosh was in Olam HaBriah, which was in the place of Zer Anpin of the current Atzilut. And the Siyum, Prakin, Tatiim of his Raglaim, which are in the bottom six of Asiya, were then in the place of the first six of the current Yetzirah. Even more so, in the two other Bechinot, the second and the third, then even his raglaim were inside Olam Atzilut, and he could also ascend great ascents by his prayers on the Shabbat day if he did not sin.
If he were not to sin. This is the thing. Meaning before the Chet, the sin, he was as if in Olam Atzilut. Because were he really in the world of Atzilut, he'd not sin.
104. It turns out that even the Bechina of only his goof back then occupied the place of the three Olamot Bi'ah, while they were the upper degree, except for the Bechina of Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh, which he had, as was explained in the article of the upper Zihara. 105. Now you can understand what we have explained in the words of the sages who said 6,000 years Hevei Alma, where we have explained that the length of the degree of Adam in the Bechina of Guf occupied three Olamot Bi'ah while they were in the upper degree as mentioned. And after he had sinned, the Bechina of his Guf, which was first from the bottom six of Yetzirah, which are called Gan Eden, later on was from the material corporeal Eretz Israel in the Olam Tachton of Asiya. 106. And even though you find in the words of the sages that Adam HaRishon was created from the place of his atonement, from the dust of the temple, this is not the lower temple, only the upper one, which is in the bottom six of Yetzirah. And this is what is explained in this portion of the Zohar, but from the dust of the temple of above, and so on. 107. Indeed, Matat now is worse in merit from Adam HaRishon. Therefore, we shall notify the matter of Matat. Know that even though it was said in the corrections that Matat is in Olam HaYetzirah, the thing is that his goof, which are his vak, they are in Olam HaYetzirah. Therefore, he's been called Yetzirah. But the truth is that the Rosh of Matat is in Bri'ah, and his Guf is in Yetzirah, and his Raglaim in Asiya, and it turns out that the measure of his degree is in the three Olamot Bi'ah. Indeed, it is now after their descent, but the Guf of Adam, from Rosh to Raglaim, occupied three Olamot, as mentioned, when they were above according to their degree, as mentioned, and undoubtedly that there is immeasurable great difference between them.
Questions? I understand it's not clear, but somehow. Itzik, what's up?
Why the chet, the sin of Adam HaRishon, should influence the fact that the Olamot descend?
Because he is inside the Olamot. So, and if he raises man, they ascend. And if he sins, they descend.
Why should they descend? Why cannot remain at the same place? He fell, he sinned.
No. It's one system. The desires are divided into internal and external, upper and lower. But all in all, it is a system of desires regarding the light. If some part ascends or descends, it pulls with it all the rest of the parts. It's all integral. Now the question is, Who begins the matter here? You can say, sure, it's the Creator. I'm first and I'm last. I can say, Adam, man, but not the Olamot. There are two here, the Bore and the Adam, and between them, the Olamot, the Masachim, the Ha'alama. So, and of course, the Bore, he begins and activates everything in a hidden or in a revealed way, and of course, man is activated, but we refer part of the actions to him, and therefore we say that man, he is the one that shakes the worlds.
Can you give an example?
A person prays Mincha on Shabbat and makes it so that all the Olamot enter Atzilut. It's written, it is. Example, what are you laughing about?
I don't understand it.
You don't believe?
I also don't believe it, but I don't understand it.
But it says, Momo, what's with you?
He begins to explain here the difference between Matat and Adam HaRishon. So what is Matat?
Matat. It's a special Paltzuf. It's a malach. Besides Adam and the Olamot and the Bore, there are many other parts of Adam called Bnei Adam and forces that exist in all the Olamot and the entire system that are called Malachim, parts of the Malchut that have different roles. They have no free choice, but they're controlled by the general light. Suppose you have a system on your computer. So there are different things going on there, different currents, laws, plenty of details. So there are those that are called malachim, from the word malchut. Malach. He asked about Matat as one of them. There are many Malachim. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Sandalfon. Many. But it's not for bachelors.
What was the sin of Adam HaRishon according to what it says here? Because he was just praying.
Oh, that's it. Poor guy. He wanted to do such pretty things, only, you know, it's like a child says, it fell. Suppose the dish, the plate, fell and broke. I don't know, ask it, what do you want from me? But he's very serious about it. He doesn't understand that there is a cause and consequence here. That's why this is what he says. And you have to understand him. He can't explain this to him. Maybe a bit, time and time again, till he grasps it. Because the cause and consequence, we don't grasp that. How many times did you hear from me that the Creator is first? And what do you have as a result? A child too, he says, the dish, the plate itself, it fell and broke. He doesn't understand that there's a reason for it. And you're not saying that? Suppose you have a certain thought now that the Creator is sending you. No. So what are we going to do with you?
I'm trying to understand what in the mechanism of what it did. Well, the fact that part remained below, that I understand, but in the action itself, which it is, when the child is pushing the plate,
he's not pushing it. It's not a part of his intention. It's not an action. He's not pushing it. We're talking about an action that's done by the created being. This is how it is. To the contrary, he wanted to do something good. The plot turned it against him.
What is the good thing he tried to do?
Gemar Tikkun.
How?
By receiving the entire kli, the entire desire to receive, wanting to make a zivug in order to bestow upon it.
But did he perform a zivug or did he raise a prayer?
No. It was clear to him that he'll receive the light in order to bestow and it will work out great. Because he saw himself as existing entirely in Atzilut, including the raglaim. We just read about it.
Well, seeing that, that's fine, but his action on his behalf wasn't raising a chisaron, a deficiency?
Of course chisaron. He raised the chisaron and got everything. Everything was clear that everything's fine. He did not feel that he is going to err at any moment. He wanted to go for Gemar Tikkun.
And he couldn't know that he's about to be mistaken.
Of course not. He was entirely in Atzilut. That's why it says that it came to him unintentionally, like with a child.
Gemar Tikkun. אנחנו כבר באצילות, כל העולם נראות לאור של פניו. אני בא, נבוש בשר בכוונה, כל כולו כבר מתוקן. בשבת, ממש מן עולם הבא, כל הנשמות והזורות סגית את אורי עלה הנברא נבוש נוסף את כוונה כל כולו כבר מתוקן לי 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 לי
Adam 108. Now shall explain the matter of the neshamot, which are all included in Adam. And that will explain the words of the sages, 2,000 tohu, 2,000 torah, and 2,000 the days of the Messiah. Know that when Adam Rishon was created, all the neshamot were included in him then, as mentioned in portion Kitetze and Shiluach HaKen. And the Creator wanted that the years of the world will be 6,000 years, in which all the neshamot will be corrected, which come from Bi'ah, which are 6,000, as mentioned. It is known that all the neshamot come from an upper zivug, from the drop of 5 chasadim and 5 gvurot of that, as known. From the verse, and Adam knew Chava his Eve, because zivug, coupling, is called knowing, since the drop of unification extends from the muach of that.
There is chasadim, gvorot, and dat in the middle.
109.
It's just in order to find our way around, hear it once.
And there is another reason, because the rest of the mochin are for the purpose of Adam himself, but the third muach of chokhmah and gvorah, from there comes the drop of semen to give birth to other firis, because chug are called bara and barta, and therefore the drop of semen. Of the male, zachar is only from the bechina of chasadim, and of the nekeva, female, only from the drop of gvurot. And from this alone, this is the construction of the guf of the fetus.
From chasadim and gvurot.
110. And since Adam Rishon included three olamot bi'ah, as mentioned, and the explanation is that those chasadim and gvurot, which are in all the partsufim of the three olamot bi'ah, the neshamot of the lower ones come out from them. and all those neshamot which were included in those chug of the three olamot bi'ah were included in the neshama of Adam HaRishon. And this is why there was a need for the years of the olam to be as the number of these neshamot, so that in those years, those neshamot will be created and come to this olam in guf and nefesh and will be corrected. And therefore, the years of the olam were 6,000 years, corresponding to the aforementioned number of the neshamot. 111. Now we shall explain the order of their division. Their beginning is from below upward. They started to be corrected from the Bechina of 2,000s of Olam Asiya, since the root of all the Klipot is in Asiya. Therefore, it is called 2,000 Tohu, because Tohu are the Bechina of the Klipot, in the meaning of, and the land was Tohu. And therefore, most of those generations were wicked. The generation of Enosh, the generation of the Mabul, flood, the generation of separation, and Sodom, and so on.
The beginning of the corrections. Yeah.
112. Then the Bechina of 2,000s of Yetzirah were corrected, which correspond to Zer Anpin, which is called the written Torah. And therefore it is called 2,000 years Torah. And therefore the Torah was given in them to Israel. And then 2,000s the days of the Messiah, which are 2,000s of Briah, Ima, mother, which is called the days of the Messiah. And the son of David does come only at their end. Still, all the 2,000s are called the days of the Messiah. And the reason is that all the Bechina of Geula, redemption, is from Sitra of the upper Ima, which is called Dror and Chorin, which is called Leah, Ima, the mother of the Messiah, son of David. 113. And before he sinned, all these 6,000 dragin of Nishmatin were included in him. And when Adam Rishon sinned, he was diminished and stood on 100 amma, in the meaning of Vatashet alai kapecha, as the sages wrote. And these 100 amot, they themselves are what the sages said elsewhere, that was Chalato of Olam, because the measure of the immediate Chala is 1 out of 50, as the measure of Truma, donation, which is 2 out of 100.
2 out of 100, 50.
114. And the 6,000 years, which is the Olam, which includes the three Olamot Bias mentioned above, there are 120 times 50. And accordingly, Adam should have been diminished and stand on 120 amma, so that he will be exactly as the measure of Chalato of Olam. However, Adam HaRishon was rewarded only with Chala and Truma of the second thousands of Briah, which are Zon, and of the 4,000s of Yetzirah and Asiyah. Therefore, he stood on 100 amma, but the Bechina of Neshamot from the first thousand of Abba v'Ima de Bria, he did not take.
Now I'll read some more. It's for our general 115. Knowledge.
And when Moshe Rabbein was born, the best of the created being, he was rewarded with all of them. And this is the meaning of Shagam, which is Basar. And his days were 120 years. And the sages said, Beshagam 343 is Moshe. And now you can understand what is written in the Zohar, that Moshe was rewarded with Bina. And the thing is that he was rewarded of the Neshamot of Bina de Briah, even more so with the rest of the low ones until the end of Asiya. It is known that Abba Ve'ima did not expand. Therefore, he was rewarded with Bina, and also Chochmah was included. And this is why he's called Moshe, which is in Gematria 184, which are the Achoraim of Aviyah of Ab the Yudin in Abba. 116. And 161, which is the Bechina of Panim of the name Eke of the Yudin of Ima, as known, and accordingly, it is perplexing what the sages said, because Adam himself is the Chala of Olam. Therefore, he himself was worthy of taking all 120 amot. And the answer is in what is known in the verse, "Where were you when I founded the earth?" As mentioned in the portion of Rabba and Tanchuma. And it teaches us that Adam HaRishon was placed as a dummy and so on, and all the neshamot were hanging on his rosh and on his tzavar and his inaim and so on. 117. And when he was born, each and every righteous of this world, it is a particular organ from the organs of Adam HaRishon. And while this righteous is completed and corrected, Adam HaRishon himself is completed and corrected from what he was diminished at first. 118. And also Moshe Rabbeinu was included in Adam in the meaning of what is his name and what is the name of his son, Adam Hevel. And when Moshe was rewarded in them and corrected them, surely Adam HaRishon himself was completed and corrected in them. It is known that Moshe is the best of the creatures, therefore he also corrected Adam HaRishon what no other righteous in the world had corrected. 119. Now we shall explain the matter of this diminution, that Adam HaRishon was diminished, and who are those Bechinot which remained in him, which are called Chalato Shel Olam, which are 10 of every Partsuf, and they are 2 out of 100. Know that the sages have said that Adam HaRishon was sentenced to the separation of organs. And first, he was included from all the neshamot of all 6,000 years of this olam, as mentioned, and they were all particular organs of him. And when he sinned, they departed from him, because the klipot ruled him, and they were all immersed inside the klipot, as mentioned in portion Akev, in the meaning of eating. 120. Therefore, all our prayers and the practical mitzvot that we perform every day until the coming of the Messiah is to sort out and to raise to the neshamot which departed from Adam HaRishon and fell into the klipot until the matei raglin of raglin, as mentioned in the Zohar in portion Pikudei. And when their sorting out and correction will be completed, then Messiah, son of David, will come.
Item Kuf Samech Zayin.
167.
We're on page 1984.
Adam 167.
Mm-hmm. Da.
Know that in every olam of Abia, there is the essence, the kelim, and the essence is divided into 5 bechinot neranchai, internal, and 2 surroundings, chaya and yechida. And that is called the essence of the orot, and that essence closes inside the kelim. And like the atzmut, essence is divided into internal and surrounding, and the surrounding is greater than the internal, also the kelim are divided into 2, external and internal, and the external is greater than the internal. Only later on, through the adhesion of the opnimi with the inner kli, it purifies more than the external kli. Again, 167. Know that in every olam from Abia, there is atzmut, essence, and kelim. And the atzmut, essence, is divided into 5 internal bechinot neranchai and 2 mekifim, chaya yechida. And that is called the essence of the orot. And that essence closes inside the kelim. And like the essence is divided into internal and the surrounding, and the surrounding is greater than the internal, also the kelim are divided into 2, external and internal, and the external is greater than the internal. Only later on, by the dvekut of opnimi in the internal kli, it purifies more than the external kli.
Everything's clear? Itai, yes or no?
I need an explanation about this process.
You ask.
There's a process here of internal and external.
Are you asking or are you explaining
asking.
It to me? So ask.
Can you explain the process of the internal and the external?
He's saying you have two kinds of kelim, inner kli and external kli. And you have orot that fill these kelim. Or pnimi and or makif. Or pnimi for the kli pnimi and or makif for the external kli. What are you asking about? And know that in each of the worlds of Abiya, it has atzmut, meaning lights, and kelim. And the atzmut is divided into five prinot naran chai, which are internal, and into two mekifim chaya in yechida. And this is called the atzmut of the orot, orot lights. And this atzmut clothes in the kelim. And just like the atzmut is divided into the pnimi and mekif, and the mekif is greater than the pnimi, obviously, because the kli could not receive it inside. So the kli is divided into two, and the external is bigger than the internal. And afterwards, after the dvekut of the o pnimi in the kli pnimi, that more and more orot enter the inner kelim, then it becomes more pure. It purifies. The external kli purifies until it all becomes like the o pnimi, like the inner kli, and all the lights will be in order to bestow. You hear this?
So what is the addition of the opnimi with an inner kli
that he receives in order to bestow?
Where is a part of the external kli here which becomes and receives the inner light?
He says that it purifies. It says, Mizdachech yoter, then the kli chitzon.
What causes this process that an external kli purifies?
An addition of masach in order to bestow.
But he says here that only the internal part makes an action.
Right. But as a result, the kli chitzon purifies.
So only by our work we influence the system.
Sure, we're the only ones that act, and the Creator, and the olamot in between. It's just a system. Kuf samach chet, right? And from the external kli of that world, from the zivug of the kelim chitzonim zcharim with the kelim chitzonim nekevot, come out drops and sparks, and the neshamot of the malachim, they turn into the neshamot of the malachim in that olam, because that which is the pchinat kelim chitzonim in that olam, it will become the neshama of the O of the Atzmut of the Malachim in that Olam. And the neshama of the Malachim clothes in the Ruach and Nefesh and the Kelim of the Malachim themselves. Meaning, as usual, only that it's called Malachim because they still don't have the neshamot of Bnei Adam. Malachim, it's like animals in our world, still vegetative, animate. In the spiritual world, is called Malachim. It's Malchut. Without the addition of Bina. Bina, Havana, understanding, reason, the mind, the ability to scrutinize, or to bestow, in order to bestow. Clear? Is this clear or not? The Malachim are those that have no free choice, that have no decisions, that have... They only have the reason, the mind that it's here to the that's adhered to the desire. That's it. It only serves the desire. These are the neshamot of the melachim, malachim, kuf samech tet. And in terms of the kelim pnimim of that olam and the secret of the zivug kelim pnimim scharim with the kelim zivug pnimim, the nekevot come out the sparks and drops, and from them come the neshamot bnei adam. The tzaddikim themselves. We're talking about you here. Again, and in terms of the kelim pnimim of that olam, meaning the zivug kelim pnimim scharim with the kelim zivug pnimim nekevot, come out sparks and drops, and they become the neshamot of the bnei adam, the tzaddikim themselves. Kufayin. But the malachim are not like bnei adam, human beings, because the matter of malachim exists in each and every world. And therefore, those nitzotzim are the b'china of neshama la'olam to those malachim in that olam. And the ruach and nefesh and guf is b'chinat, are other b'chinot. This is outside of the malachim. There is ruchin, nafshin, and gufin. We'll talk about these things. However, the neshamot of the tzaddikim include all the dalet olamot abiyah, and therefore those nitzotzim are not equal. Because the nitzotzim that come from the olam abriyah, they're called nishmat tzaddikim. And the nitzotzim that are in the yetzirah are called ruchin, and the nitzotzim of asiyah are called nefeshot. And do not wonder that the kelim pnimim of the zivugim, because the drop is not drawn to the zivug melachim, but from the externality of the kli, not the internality, and to the zivug of the neshamot of the tzaddikim is drawn the drop itself. The drop from the inner kelim. You want to keep reading, or I feel that there's kind of a heaviness that kind of hover down on us. But it sounds nice, all in all. Like a story, like you're taken for a walk. Yeah?
So what the melachim are lacking, that they don't have a free choice?
Bina?
Can I ask about the neshama?
Something about the neshama.
What is the goof of neshama, if you can explain?
The goof of the neshama. The desire to receive, that has the intention or to bestow. It's called the goof of the neshama.
It's a bit confusing because neshama, soul, operates in bestow. It has a goof, it has a body, and it...
Anything that exists in reality is the desire to receive with the light in it. That's it. You're asking about the neshama, so I'm telling you the neshama too. It's the desire to receive and the all in it.
And the immediate bechina between them, how do we call it?
The average between the neshamot?
Between the goof of the neshama and the or in the neshama. There is the goof of the neshama and there is the or, the light that closes it.
Like in all the kelim? I don't understand, what are you... It's like an altar kelim. What keeps them together is the masach. Because were it not for the masach, they'd fall apart. The light on its own and the desire on its own. Once the desire can align like the all, the light, to that extent they start connecting with one another. The all starts filling the ratzon. And to the extent that the all fills the ratzon, you have all the degrees of the kelim, from the lowest kelim nefashot of different sorts, malachim, ruchot, shadim, you name it, and down to the worst ones.
Can it be said that our work is not related not to this or that, but specifically to the Masach?
Yes. Sure, it's true.
Zeo.
That's it? No, I'll ask.
I want to
ask about the sin of Adam HaRishon.
What will you have as a result?
We read about it, and we're here because of him, so I want to ask about him.
Well, okay.
In order for a man to sin, he needs to have a reshimot to sin. Where does it come from? If he doesn't have a reshimot, meaning, if he had a reshimot, fine, but if not, how can he sin? Where does it come from?
Where does everything come from?
From the upper one.
When it comes from the upper, he has something?
Yeah, he's supposed to.
What does he want?
He made a sin. Where does it come from?
He was born from the upper, and according to the Rishimo that's revealed in him, he performs a certain action, and in it he's called sinner.
Meaning it was planned so that he will sin.
He didn't know, he's not to blame.
But it was planned for him.
Yeah, the Creator planned it.
This is how it works?
Sure. You can say, was it done justfully? Is it nice to do that? Look what the Creator did. He caused all the sins in the world.
But does he have plans for us as well?
And you too? And you have to answer it.
You know I'm asking? Because you just spoke of Bina. Bina relates to a place where a person is no longer an angel. He has a free choice. So where's the planning and where's our free choice?
You're confusing such things that let's let it be.
No, hold on a minute. Why drop it?
I don't even want to hear questions on this level. Bina is a man. Why is he this? No. What? Adam HaRishon is not an Adam, a human being, but it's the final partzuf and the expansion from above down that this partzuf, on purpose, go through a shvira in order for us to have what to correct, and that from this correction we'll understand the whole of creation. And that it's called a chet, a sin. It's not the way you sin. And also when you sin, we have to learn about who's the one doing the sinning. Is it you? Do you think that you already have free choice, that you're a sinner, that you're afraid that you deserve hell? Don't worry.
No, that's now.
No, why not?
I will tell you why not. What is hell? You mean over there? It's here. Here is hell. To that I agree.
Why not there?
From the little I understand, if I have no connection with the Creator, that is the greatest hell there is.
All right. So be it.
Is that true?
All true. Okay. Guys. Yes, Asaf.
We want to update you. We're starting Chol HaMoed tomorrow, and we're a few days that we will have a lot of content for our friends from the world Kli during the day. Tomorrow, specifically tomorrow from morning, almost throughout the entire day, there will be training for writing and disseminating in the Internet.
This is very important.
So at 9:45, we start with a short preparation about the importance of the, and we'll start at 10 a.m. till 1. First part, we'll have lunch together, and we'll continue to the second part till about 3:30 to have a little time to rest before the Zohar lesson. So we will go over for a full day. How do we approach the deficiency of the public correctly, our message correctly? What are the different options we have to disseminate on the internet? we will film it and record it to send it to the whole world. Clearly, there's going to be a translation. The training will be in English, but it will be live translated to everyone here and also broadcasted on Sviva Tova. And if the time is not good for you, convenient for you, it will be recorded and will be sent to everyone. Few friends are working on it, Dudi as well. And more things are planned. Mushi and Eli are planning more things, but tomorrow we're focusing on disseminating on the internet.
Excellent. Good luck. It's really important. This is really what our success depends on. Whoever knows a bit how to write, will publicize seriously the way you'll be taught. Advancement is promised. The Creator has nothing more important than His name being publicized in the world.
Kibbeh, kibbeh, fila ikare, lechol amin.